Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Engineers India Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhoomika Nair from DAM Capital. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to Engineers India Q2 FY24 earnings call. We have the management today being represented by Mr. Sanjay Jindal, Director of Finance, Mr. Suvendu Padhi, Company Secretary and Investor Relations, Mr. R.P. Batra, Executive Director, Finance and Accounts and Investor Relations, Mr. Sunil Saxena, Executive Director, Technical and Investor Relations, Mr. Amanpreet Singh Chopra, Senior General Manager, CMD Office and IR, Mr. Vivek Midha, General Manager, Marketing, BD and IR, Ms. Sneha Narula, Senior Manager, Company Secretariat and IR. I'll now hand over the floor to Mr. Jindal for his initial remarks, post which we'll open up the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Bhoomika. Good afternoon, everybody. A warm welcome to EIL's earnings call of Q2 of financial year 2023-24. We have declared results of quarter and half-year ended September 2023 on 9th November 2023. As regard to financial performance for the quarter ended September 2023, the company has registered turnover of rupees 777 crore, vis-à-vis 808 crore during first quarter of the financial year 2023-24, and for the half-year ended 30th September 2023. The company has registered turnover of rupees 1,586 crore, vis-à-vis 1,587 crore in the first half of the preceding financial year. Turnover from consultancy and engineering segment stood at rupees 361 crore, and from the turnkey segment at rupees 416 crore during the quarter ended September 2023, and turnover from the consultancy and engineering segment stood at rupees 707 crore, and from the turnkey segment at rupees 879 crore during the half-year ended 30th September 2023. Other income during the half-year ended September 2023 is 139 crore, as compared to rupees 94 crore during half-year ended of the preceding financial year. During the half-year ended, the company has recorded profit before tax of 286 crore and profit after tax of 216 crore, in comparison to rupees 170 crore and 136 crore, respectively, during the half-year ended of the preceding financial year, showing an increase of 68% in PBT and 59% in PAT. Notably, EPS for the half-year ended September 2023 is rupees 3.84, vis-à-vis half-year ended September 2022 is rupees 2.41. The company has order book of worth 8,188 crore, comprising under consultancy segment of rupees 4,853 crore and under LSTK segment of 3,335 crore. Now it is up to you, Ms. Bhoomika. Hello?
Sagar, can you please open up the floor for Q&A?
Sure.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment as the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amit Anwani from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. My question pertains to the adjustments, the liquidated damage settlement which got accounted. So after adjusting this, what would have been our margins and revenue for this quarter?
Yeah, we have basically adjusted the price to the tune of around 45 crore. So you have to decrease the turnover by 45 crore, and accordingly, the profits has to be reduced by 45 crore.
So that gives me 1.3% margin for the turnkey segment.
Yeah, for the segment, it's around 1.3% margin if you exclude that particular item from the.
Right. So my second question then is, why, what was the reason for such a low margin this quarter for the turnkey segment?
In the turnkey segment, basically margin vary quarter to quarter. Normally, we are giving the guidance of around 3% for the turnkey segment. In some of the quarter, there may be certain provisions had to be accounted for as per the accounting principle, and accordingly, margin may reduce. Otherwise, our guidance remains the same, that in the longer run, we expect around 3% margin in the turnkey segment. But in quarter, it may vary.
Basically, you will also appreciate the change order which we are talking about, the adjustment of liquidated damage. Adjustment of liquidated damage is nothing, it is a change order. In the past, in the earlier, client has not given time extension to us, and accordingly, we have applied for the same, and it took a little bit a longer time for the client to approve the same. So basically, it's a change order, and the project and the company in the which is project implementing company, this is a common phenomenon that you incur, sometimes you incur cost first and then you get the change order. And that's why there is this type of change orders. But these are not exceptional in nature. This is part of our job and it is part of our operating income.
Sure. So second, I wanted to understand on the order pipeline. So H2, now what we are expecting, what is in the pipeline for H2 and next year? If you would like to highlight the projects and the value.
We are targeting the similar business line like what we have got last year. We are targeting the same business, same range of the business secured. So we are working towards it. There are a few of the oil and gas projects in petrochemicals, in refinery. We are in bidding, we are in the process of bidding. Some projects are there in the sector. Some projects are there in the non-ferrous metallurgy sector, infrastructure segment. A lot of projects which we are bidding. And we see that we should be able to match the last year's business at least, and we'll try to improve upon that.
So, sir, order intake, are we, is it a fair assumption that we'll cross 5,000 for FY24?
We will at least meet the last year's business, which was around 4,700. So we will be able to meet that, or we'll try to improve upon that. We still have 6 months' time. And we have booked recently in October a few of the business, new business also, which would be reflected in the next quarter results. So we are also working towards that.
So just one last question on consulting margins also. This quarter we saw the consulting margin also suppressed. So any thoughts on that?
Hey, it is basically, as we have already said, it is on quarterly basis only. And we are expecting some more change order in our consultancy job also. So on year basis, you will find that our margins are intact.
Great, sir. Thanks for taking my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vijayant Gupta from Bharti AXA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Sir, would it be possible to share when would we expect the PMC order for Petronet's PDH-PP project and what could be the order value?
What is it? Petronet's PDH. We have not booked it right now. Okay, book it. We have not brought the October. Can you repeat the question?
So when do you expect the PMC for the recently announced Petronet's PDH-PP project of 20,000 crores?
No, it is yet to come. It is still under their management consideration. It should come in due course of time.
Okay. And sir, what could be the order value? I mean, or that also would be.
Be able to tell you the order value at this stage. It's a competitive
okay.
word.
Okay.
That's all for the best.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah, that's it for me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Sheth from BNK. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, if you can just talk about any initiatives outside India in the international markets that we are taking, as a focus area, or we will largely focus on the domestic market?
No, definitely we have increased our initiative in the international market. You will see that in last year we had added a new territory of Guyana in our business portfolio. This year we have re-established ourselves in Algeria. We have recently secured in, probably it has not reflected in this business in the month of September, it has been secured in October, so it will be reflected there. We have re-entered into Algeria and we have secured our business there. We are pursuing our business in Algeria. Again, we are strengthening our business in Nigeria and other African countries as well as in South America. So that is there in our will and we are working towards it. So naturally, in times to come, we would like to bring to the overseas business will be in the almost similar ratio to the domestic business.
Okay. And any, basically, sir, any timelines of this we are targeting in the next 3-4 years? Or
we have already started our initiatives and we are bidding for various projects. We hope for the best that by end of this year, we should be able to get good results. You must have seen that last year's results overseas had jumped from the previous financial year. So we are also focusing towards the more business from the overseas this year too. So we have 6 months to go and various projects in pipeline. So let's hope for the best.
Sure. Ashan, my second question is around our non-oil and gas initiative. Where do you see, the most opportunity outside the oil and gas for Engineers India? And also specifically, if you can talk about, your role and opportunity in the CBG and the green hydrogen projects, if any.
Green hydrogen, we are already there. We are already working in 3 or 4 projects. We are working in GAIL, we are working in DORL, we have worked with Adani, and we have recently we have worked with one of the private sector clients for their green ammonia project, which was based on the green hydrogen. We are working with one of the state company for their lignite to diesel project, which is, lignite to diesel. And we are also working for their hydrogen project as of now, which is in the discussion and soon we'll be realizing that business. So hydrogen is definitely added to our portfolio and we have done quite a good job in that and good studies. Now we are also looking for one of the projects, the implementation and times to come in few months time, wherein we had prepared the DFR for that and that has been approved. So that implementation is likely to come in this year's time.
To add on to that, recently we have signed a memorandum of agreement with the NTPC through which we will be working for all the green initiatives and energy transition projects that NTPC would be taking up. So that MOA has been signed and we are expecting that business operating from that particular MOA as well.
Sure. And sir, any role in CBG that we will play?
CBG we have not been able to get into right now because there are a very low level of competition is there. So we are just looking into it. If it is viable for us, we will definitely enter into it.
Sure. And sir, lastly, in which is the area outside the oil and gas which you will be most gung-ho about in terms of opportunity from a next 2-3 years perspective?
Next is the decarbonization is the area which includes biofuels, green hydrogen, solar CST. All these are the new sectors which we are targeting. We are targeting non-ferrous metallurgy again for the upcoming smelter projects of the state oil companies as well as India as well as outside. So all these things we are trying to do outside oil and gas. Infrastructure is the another segment which we are doing pretty well. We have increased our business multifold in the infrastructure segment. So that is one of the focus areas wherein we are going into the niche activities like data centers, going into the airport, going into the residential institutional buildings. As project management consultant, we have recently been, last year we secured a job for a horticulture center, which is an international horticulture center. We are working as a project management consultant. So similar kind of assignments wherein we have a niche, we will be entering into the other areas outside oil and gas.
Sure, sir. Thank you, and wishing the engineers in the team a very happy Diwali.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Sunil M. Kothari from Unique Portfolio Management Services. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. One is little long-term, mid-term view. Since long, we are almost in the range bound of this 4800, almost this top-line side.
So can you repeat your question and a bit loud, please, because we are unable to understand.
Yeah, sir. So my question is, sir, last 3, 4, 5 years, our revenue is almost in a range and profitability is also not improving. So where are the opportunity for next 3, 5 years will change our the trajectory which we are stuck up during last 5 years almost?
Yes, you are right. For the last 3 years, our turnover is almost flat. And our profits are also flat. But in the current year, we are expecting 10% increase in the turnover. And we are expecting 10% increase in the net profit also. And from, so I think this is the prediction about the current year. And in the turnover, you will definitely see increase in the coming years because we are having and some order book and some other jobs are in pipeline which are sure to be matured in favor of EIL, and our turnover will rise from the current level definitely.
Mm-hmm. And sir, is there any this 3% profitability which we sometimes we are in future expecting, why we are in that business? Any logical correlation with our consulting business or what we are exactly, why we want to be there?
I could not understand the figure of 3%.
Sir, our turnkey business is just 3% profitability.
In the turnkey segment, you are right, our margins are within 2-3% and we are trying to improve it.
Okay. But any reason for being in that business, being so much highly technologically capable consultants for the other segments and across the India, if you look at the investment is happening, maybe over 5 years further there will be investment. So,
this is simply an extension of our business. Basically, in the turnkey segment also, we are doing the same business basically, but only the impact is that the top line is the contract and the supply is a part of the expenditure as well as the turnover. Otherwise, we are doing the consultancy over there, and 3% margin is basically sufficient if you consider that the total, the margin are on the total order value basically. In the consultancy, the margin are on our person basically. So 3% margins are good. Plus you just see during the current quarter, we have received a change order or reduction in the IRD that has contributed to the margins also. So over a period of time, definitely there will be improvement in the margins, and we are providing certain provisions in our financial statement as per the accounting practice. And on the completion of the contract, there will be substantial increase in the margin in case the LD and we get the change orders. So you don't see the quarter to quarter, but over a period of time, definitely we are getting the good margins in the turnkey segment also. You just see our cost track record also. So this is an extension of our business. Whatever we are doing in the consultancy, we are deploying that manpower for doing the turnkey business. And it is adding to the profitability of the company. And it's a risk-free business. Basically, the plant and machinery and subcontracting costs are passed on to the client. In case there is an increase in the cost, that is passed on to the client. It's a risk-free business we are doing.
Because we are doing these projects on open book estimate basis, fee basis, not on the EPC basis. So we are very selective in choosing the LSTK segment jobs, wherein the risk is less and we are comfortable in working.
Right. Sir, my last question. Sorry.
As you can see, generally we are having 2 to 3% margin in the LSTK job, but in this quarter we are having more than 12% margin in the LSTK job. This is because we could get a, it is 23%. LSTK 12%. We could get a change order from the client because this is a construction business where sometimes we have to incur cost first and then get change order from the client. So in the past quarter, you have seen 2 to 3% margin, but in this quarter, it is 12%. So
right, but over a period, it is a 3% margin business, right?
Having always 2 to 3% margin.
Correct, correct. Sir, my last question is, we have invested roughly 500 crore in this fertilizer project and around 700 crore in a refinery project. So what type of investment will have to do during next 1 or 3 years?
What is it, sir?
At present, we are having majorly two investments. One is Ramakundam Fertilizer and Chemicals, and second is Numaligarh Refinery Limited. And at present, we do not have any other such major project where EL is pursuing for the investment.
So any further investment will not be done in this fertilizer project or refinery. Whatever we have done, that's it.
I think NRL is going for the expansion for the 3 MMTPA to 9 MMTPA. There we have to contribute equity capital of 1,3800 crore to maintain our 4.37% equity. So that will come by way of right issue.
Okay, sir. And thank you very much.
One installment of, I think, 35 crore of installment we have already paid. And balance installment will be paid as and when it is called by Numaligarh Fund.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. I wish you good luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Venkatesh Subramanian from Logic Tree Consultants Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. A very happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali to you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I just wanted to know what would be the opportunity size in terms of a sustainable order book, sir.
With respect to the opportunity size, the opportunities are the number of projects are coming, multifold projects, like various petrochemical projects, various refinery projects are there. So opportunities are there. So to meet that, so maybe we see that in next in the next 6 months, we see a project investment of around 30,000 to 40,000 crore at least is on the anvil, wherein we are bidding for it. So that is there definitely.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and 1 to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Viraj Mithani from Jupiter Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Good afternoon and very happy Diwali to the Engineers India team.
Good afternoon and happy Diwali to you also.
Sir, I have three questions. One, you talk about the green hydrogen. Can you give more color in terms of size of opportunity for Engineers India, margins we could be having in days to come?
In hydrogen, the problem is this is a new segment and many of the projects are on the paperboard right now in the designing phase. So implementation is going to take some time. We are targeting the consultancy business. More or less all these projects would be somewhere in the range of 4,000 or 5,000 crore. So wherein we will be carrying out the consultancy services, which is some amount of the job. So that is the target we are saying. These are not going to be big jobs, but they're going to be significant jobs. But in few years' time, maybe in a year or so, there would be part of these kind of projects, because all these projects from the feasibility stage would come on the implementation side. So that is the advantage of being consistent in hydrogen at this point of time.
So what our size would be, what, 10% of the project size, or in terms of if you can quantify our opportunity?
I cannot say that. What is the type of project and what mode we get involved. So it could be a good amount of work, depending on the size and the mode the client chooses to work.
And so it would be fair to assume that our margins would be on a higher side compared to our traditional business and this new businesses?
Certainly, it would be depending on the kind of competition we feel in the market, because these are still in the initial stages. So definitely there would be competition, and we'll see what best can be achieved. Definitely we would be able to earn some good profit out of it.
And so much next. The next question is about your JV with NTPC.
We do not have any JV. So look, like to clarify that we have not formed any JV.
So MOU, sorry.
Any of the projects they would be doing in their research and development facility, any pilot project or anything which they would be doing in decarbonization segment, they would like to take our services.
So what will be the opportunity size there also, with some color on that?
The opportunity size is not going to be very large, but it would be a consistent, and we see that that business can maybe extend it to their main line of business too in future.
And decarbonization is also the same thing which we talk about, the hydrogen and the NTP. So there's some more, something else will be all be doing more in the on the decarbonization front.
It is primarily focused on decarbonization, green hydrogen, green ammonia, biofuels. These kind of projects they would be targeting, and we will be supporting them in future. We are already doing two assignments for them in past also. One is for their green ammonia urea project, green urea project, and earlier we had done it for their green ethanol project. So we have already done few assignments for them, and we are working towards the new assignments which they will be taking over in future.
So it would be fair to assume that all these streams will start coming on from FY26 onwards, or be earlier than that?
No, we cannot say that. It depends on their investment decisions actually.
Okay, so and my final question is, you said this year we should be around 4,700 crores on the top line. So margins will be more or less the same. Net margin will be on 10.5%. Is that fair to assume?
No, we are expecting an increase in net profit this year, and we are targeting 10% of increase.
So margin would be higher to 12-13%. Is that you trying to say? 10%
increase in turnover, we are targeting 10% bottom line also.
10% bottom line. Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to join the question queue, please press star and 1 now. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So my first question on the coal gasification. Are you seeing some traction in those projects where we're working? And also, are you seeing there something something of Coal India which expect to be now?
We are engaged in one of their projects wherein the DFR is being prepared for their Western coal field. We have done the feasibility report. We are not engaged in any of the other projects, but we are definitely engaged in Navili Lignite Corporation, which is carrying out lignite to methanol project, as well as they have recently gone into lignite to diesel project. We are engaged with them in that segment. But Coal India, definitely we are in touch, and if any of the major assignments comes, we will be engaged with them.
But do you expect that Coal India tender to be noted, the Coal India project to be awarded in the next 12 to 18 months, especially consultancy?
It depends because they have not done any of the, not yet decided on any of the major projects to be implemented after DFR. Whereas at the same time, the Navili Lignite has gone ahead with the major implementation side of it. So they are still in the feasibility stage itself, Coal India. So they are looking into the investment opportunities, how to go for the investment and what mode it could be invested. So let's see, it depends on them to how they decide to invest in this project, whether they would like to invest on their own or they would like to get the investment from outside. It all depends on them.
do you really think the coal to chemical, which was showing such a great promise, and that the government has I think factored in 3 trillion number by FY30, is it happening, or do you think there is a lot of hurdle?
Sorry, can you repeat the question, please?
So the government had a plan to invest 3 trillion for coal gasification, especially coal to chemicals. Are you seeing hurdles? Do you think this number is not possible? Are you seeing in your opinion, what are the challenges?
We did. One of the projects is already being implemented from coal to methanol. There is no challenge itself.
That's not the NLC.
There is one issue is there. But we see that basically coal gasification technologies is limited. So, and there is a limited parties available for that. So that sometimes creates a hurdle. But otherwise, one of the projects is going on. That's right.
In fact, most of the technologies are owned by a Chinese company. So that's the one challenge that
India
would always be there. But having said that, there are technologies which are in Europe and US based technologies also. So that will be targeted for our projects in the future.
So you're saying that the confidence on the domestic technology, especially on the BHEL and Thermax, is not there completely. Is that right? Because they are the mostly pilot project.
Actually, we will not be like to comment on that. We have not evaluated their technology and in none of their projects we are working. So, we don't see anything has been implemented on that technology other than the project which they have set up.
Understood, sir. My last question, sir, on the ONGC and BORL Petchem complex and IOCL, Paradip Petchem complex. Is there a tender which has floated and which can conclude in the next 12 months?
The IOCL tender is going to come probably next year itself, not this year. They have floated one tender for PVC ECM chemicals, but not for the cracker or Paradip. ONGC is expected to come, it's going to be a little bit late in next financial year only, or early next year.
And PVC ECM complex is for consultancy, is that right?
Sorry?
The IOCL PVC ECM complex which you just mentioned,
yes.
That is for consultancy, right?
This is for consultancy, yes. They have floated a tender for
that. What is the size of that project, sir? Richa?
This would be around 5,000-6,000.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Project cost, I'm talking about.
Project cost, yeah, understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Participants who wish to join the question queue may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Ms. Bhumika Nair. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, just wanted to understand our international business a little better. How are you seeing the ordering activity out there? Which areas are we seeing, and is it on a competitive basis, or is it through a G2G kind of a thing which is driving our ordering activity? If you can just talk a little bit, and how are the order sizes scaling up, etc.
Bhumika, first is it's not all G2G basis in international markets. It's only one of the projects in Mongolia, which was on G2G basis, but not even on the G2G basis. It was basically funded by government of India, but was tendered by Exim Bank, and we had put it against the tendering. But in all other international terrains, whether we are working in Nigeria itself is the private line, wherein that Dangote Refinery we are working. We are also working with a private investor there for their LNG plant, for their fertilizer plant, as well as their upcoming refinery project. We are also bidding for their petrochemical complex, which is in the bidding process. All these are the private investments and not on G2G basis. In Algeria, we are working with, bidding with the state oil companies, Sonatrach, which is the main oil company there, so we are bidding those projects. We have started targeting the South America. We are already there in Guyana, and we are using that experience in working around that area. Puerto Rico is there. Then in other part of South America, like Mexico, all those countries we are targeting. In Africa itself, we are targeting some other countries like Ghana, as well as South America. So all these countries are there on the anvil, so which we are exploring business and bidding for it. And competition is definitely there, but the competition is a little bit better there because they are more quality oriented, so we have a good chance of winning. But it has to be a very good job, and the consultants, the client has to be very stable, so we ensure the payment comes in time and we realize that job.
So, sir, here, I mean, you know, how large are the order sizes, project sizes that we could possibly get? Are these like, you know, smaller orders or, you know, are they in that?
If it's a petrochemical complex, it would be somewhere in the range of 30 to 40,000 crores. Like fertilizer project was somewhere in the range of 10,000 crores. We had a good amount of fees out there. Then but he's talking about international. Then Algeria, it was a smaller project. Similarly, now I just wanted to add that we have started getting good business from the UAE. We have strengthened our business in UAE. We have increased the manpower there, and we are getting a lot of assignments. We have actually long-term agreements with the state oil company, wherein we compete under limited competition with the with the other competitors and able to secure the job. We have improved our qualifications in all the Middle East countries like Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and all these companies where we were earlier impaneled. We are improving our qualification and targeting more of the bigger assignments. So that is the work in progress. So we see the results have started coming. You must have seen the increase in last year, and you will see this kind of increase this year also. We are working towards it, and we hope that we should be able to surpass the domestic business in the international market.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, apart from Dangote, after that, you know, all the order sizes have been fairly small. And, you know, I think the Mongolia order was the last larger one per se. The other orders have been fairly small in terms of the size and scale.
So, you must have seen this Nigeria order. It was quite big. It was around 400 crore worth of the project. Okay. Petrochemical. It was a fertilizer complex. We got two trains of the same project.
480 crores.
Actually, 480 crores to be precise. And 280 crores was the Guyana project, which was 180 crore was the Guyana project, which was a PMC for a power plant. So it was a fairly good amount of projects. Actually, Dangote project was a long-term project, and it got increased with various expansion. The value has increased significantly. And there are a lot of opportunities in Dangote itself in future. So we are also engaged with them. So let's see for the best.
Okay. So the other thing was this, you know, strategic alliance with this Sunrise group of Australia for the concentrating solar technology, right? So where are we in the process? I know it's a very nascent stage and very early in the day, but by when do you think, you know, what is the progress of that entire MOU, etc.?
Initial engagements with Sunrise, because we have to develop a business model around that niche technology. So that particular activity is in advanced stage, and finally we are also having the seeding activities with the prospective clients as well. So most probably during this financial year we may get smaller assignments with that to begin with.
Okay, okay. And same would be the case with this defense space as well, which we had kind of gotten into. I mean, what are the order sizes?
We'll see some results by the end of this financial year. We'll get a good results from this financial year. We're working towards it. We already bidded for various assignments, and we hope to realize few of them. So in this financial year, we should be able to see some results.
So what is the project pipeline out here in terms of ordering pipeline? How large can this segment be? I mean, not necessarily for the current year, I can understand it might be small.
1,000 crores.
Sorry, sir?
Most of the projects would be less than 1,000 crores because these are smaller projects, but could be multiple.
Okay, okay. And could this grow meaningfully in size over a period
of time? All of them coming this year, one or two may come, but it would be definitely less than 1,000 crores.
Okay, okay. And would this kind of meaningfully grow over a period of next 2-3 years?
Yes. Yeah, there is a lot of opportunity there.
Okay. And these would be comparable to our current PMC margins or, you know, or better off or worse off? I mean, what
not less than that, actually.
Okay, okay.
We are quite hopeful to maintain our margins in the EPCM job.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, so I mean, I assume this is more of a quarterly variation where we've actually seen this kind of a drop in the current quarter. But average for the full year, you'd still be maintaining our 28%, 27-28% kind of a margin profile?
Surely.
Okay, okay. Great, so I'll come back in the question queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shri Om Kapoor from Prabhudas Lilade. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Apologies if there's any repetition here, but from what I understood, you mentioned that you're bidding for about 30 to 40,000 crores of projects. Is that specifically in petrochemicals? And could you give a bit more color on this?
It's all mixed. I can say 40 to 50,000 worth of the project cost. It is not the fees. It is the project cost of the project investments. It's a minimum 40 to 50,000 project cost, but it could be across the sectors, like in refinery, petrochemicals, it could be in LNG as well as pipeline. So all these sectors, I'm just giving a rough figure. That this is the kind of project, and we'll be getting some percentage of that as our fee to maintain business position.
This is across businesses and across domestic as well as overseas or specific?
I'm telling you this is the minimum across the business segments.
So. Across businesses.
But you cannot tell how many, we are building a lot of projects. This is just a figure which came into my mind for the question. So I'm telling you it's at least this size of project, these kind of projects.
Okay, so you mentioned that you're expecting, you know, to at least maintain the same level of order inflows as we got last year, which is about 4,700 crores. And this year we already received about 2,400 crores. So is this 30 to 40,000 rough figure, I understand the rough figure that you've given, is this from what we're expecting the remaining 2,400 crores of inflows to come in? Is this for the next half of the year or is it 30 to 40,000 sort of a longer term?
We see to maintain that this year's order book, which is basically the business position of 4,700 or 5,000 crores, we will be able to secure jobs from this overall project cost only, or a little bit more than this project cost, whichever we are bidding for.
Okay, understood.
There are many projects in bidding, we cannot tell the name of the projects and the size of the projects because it's not good, because most of them are in the competition, so it's not right to tell.
Sure, sir, I understand. And sir, any kind of guidance or something that you are ready to give yet for FY25? I know you've given for FY24 10% top line growth, but maybe anything for FY25 yet?
Right now, being a project-oriented company, you know, where business is cyclic in nature, we are able to predict this year only. Probably next year, right now, it is not justified to say anything.
Okay, understood. So thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of P. Jaff, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. One relates to investment in Numaligarh refinery. What is our expectation in terms of returns on our investment?
In the NRL, we are getting a dividend from the company, and in the last year we have got the handsome dividend of 54 crore on the investment of 700 crore. So it is more than 7%.
Okay, and other than the dividend, do we get also a significant work order from them?
Order-wise, yes, we have few consultancy orders from them, but it's not on the basis of the nomination and all. These are competitive bidding. Even though we are the partners, but we don't force them to give it to us on nomination and all. So it's a competitive. We have got few of the assignments, not a major assignment, but a few of them. One is Aqueous Ammonia project, which we have recently got around 30 to 40 crores worth of projects, consultancy services from them.
Great. And one futuristic question, because we have great, expectations from the kind of skill set that you have, the kind of manpower that you have, is in terms of decarbonization. the newer form of energy, because it, at least personally, it looks to me far nearer than what we are anticipating. And stated objective of the government is hydrogen is going to be the order of the day for the future requirement. By 2030, we are talking big numbers in terms of clean energy. How does Engineers India Limited rate itself in terms of ranking in those technologies, emerging technologies like hydrogen or coal-based methane, better than in decarbonization? In broad terms, if you can lay down whether what is your ranking in terms of the technology that you have.
In fact, if you talk about the technologies on the decarbonization, overall we don't own a specific technology for that. We are, as part of our growth strategy, we are growing inorganically as well. So we are looking for technology partners with which we can have a strategic alliance, and we take up their technology and go for a project implementation. One of these cases, like Sunrise CSP has got a technology for solar concentrated. So that's an Australian company. So we had a strategic alliance with them. So they are providing the technology and we are doing the implementation part. So that's the growth strategy that we are taking up, because developing a technology and the gestation period is long. So and we have to move fast in this particular project. So for that, we believe that collaboration is the right way to go forward. So that's what we are targeting in all these sectors.
A fair point, but in case of the size of the cake, which is going to be so large in coming years, do we see ourselves getting a significant part of it?
Yes, why not? Because, like I said, we already have on a skill development, on a development of manpower, because all these areas are not new to us. We have been working in these areas. Our teams have been working from the process side, from the engineering side, in a similar area. So, we have a complete skill set to work in these areas. It's only that, and whenever the opportunities will be there, that will be leveraged. We leverage our skill sets and our collaborative partnerships and the past track we got for that. So that's what I mean.
Fantastic. That's very reassuring, and wishing you all the very best and a happy Diwali to the entire
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Bhumika Nair for closing comments.
Yeah, I would just like to thank everyone and particularly the management for giving us an opportunity to host the call. Thank you very much, sir, and wish you all the very best.
Thank you, Bhumika ji. Wish you very happy Diwali. And happy Diwali to you.
Yeah, happy Diwali to everyone. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.